que ça.
Voilà, c'est ça, c'est ça.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Ramananda Das Brahmachari. I'm the president of the New York chapter of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness was established in 1956 by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, who had come to this country from Calcutta, India, to preach the science of God realization, which is recommended for this age of power, this age of disagreement. This process was started by Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago in India. You may want to ask the Swami about Bhaktivedanta or Transcendental Philosophy. Now I present the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami.
Primary principles of Krishna consciousness movement has been briefly described by my disciple Sriman Brahmananda Brahmachari. It is a very important science of God, understanding what is God. Of course, in every religion, this conception of God is there. Simply by understanding God is great is not sufficient. We must have knowledge about our relationship with God. Generally, we take it for granted that God is our order supplier. We take it that God is great because He, that is also not the conception of the atheist class of men. Those who believe in God, generally, they approach God in distress when they are in need of money and somebody wants to study what is God out of inquisitiveness and somebody wants to understand the science of God. There are four classes of men. They are called persons with pious activities on the background. Without pious activities on the background, nobody is interested in the science of God. And those who are unfortunate are impelled by impious activities, they do not believe in God. They never care for God, and this class of men are always known as atheist class of men. So for atheist class of men, it is very difficult for men to understand. But atheist or theist, it doesn't matter. Everyone is conscious. That is a fact. It doesn't matter whether you believe in God or do not believe in God, but you are conscious. As soon as I pinch in any part of your body, you at once protest. You see that somebody is pinching me and feeling pain. This consciousness is there even in the animal or in man and everyone. Now, what is this consciousness? The Bhagavad Gita replies, what is this consciousness? The Bhagavad Gita says, Avinashita Tadvidhi Jena Sarvamidam Tatam. That consciousness which is spread all over your body, that is eternal. How it is eternal, that also you can understand by practical experience. Just like in your childhood, there was consciousness. When you are in the womb of your mother, of course, at a certain stage, there was consciousness. In your boyhood, there was consciousness. In your youthhood, there is consciousness. And you, as you make progress, in your old age, there is also consciousness. Now, your body is changing, but consciousness is continuing. That you cannot deny. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita says, Avinashita Tadvidhi Jena Sarvamidam Tatam. That consciousness is eternal and that does not vanquish is the distraction of the body. Now, hanyate hanumane sarire. Now, as soon as this consciousness is over, the body is called dead body. Now, what is this consciousness? This consciousness is the symptom of the soul. That is just like in a light, in a fire, there is distribution of heat and light. Similarly, the spirit soul being present in your body, the consciousness is spread all over your body. This is the fact. Now, this consciousness is being carried, just like from your childhood, this consciousness is being carried from childhood body to boyhood body to youthhood body, the consciousness is continuing. Similarly, this consciousness will also carry you in another body, and that transformation or transmigration from one body to another, it is called death. Death means when this body cannot be carried anymore, the consciousness has to be transferred to another new body. Just like when your garment is too old, it has to be changed. Similarly, when this material body is too old to carry on, then this consciousness is transferred to another body and you begin another life. This is the process of nature. But unfortunately, in the modern education system, there is no departmental education about the consciousness of spirit soul. But it is the most important factor. Without consciousness, without this soul being present, this body is useless. But unfortunately, we get judged very much for this body, but we have no knowledge of the consciousness of the spirit soul. This is called illusion, ignorance, or maya. We are very much serious about the non-permanent thing, the body, which will not exist, which will be vanquished after certain period of years, but we do not take care of the eternal consciousness which is changing from one body to another. This is the defect of the modern civilization, and so long we are unaware of the presence of the spirit soul in the body, so long we do not inquire what is the spirit soul, so long our all activities as simply wasting of time. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Parabhavatavat. The foolish persons are the foolish living entity. Anyone who has accepted this temporary body is understood to be foolish. So every one of us is born foolish because we identify with this temporary body as myself. That's what we are foolish. Everyone knows that the body does not exist, and still everyone identifies himself with this body. This is called ignorance or illusion. So the whole world, or the most people are hovering in ignorance, and he does not know that he is really cold, and he is transmigrating from one body to another. He does not want to die, but that cruel death is enforced upon him. So these problems we do not consider very seriously, and they are thinking very happy on the principles of animal life. The animal life is based on four principal things: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And at the present moment, the human civilization is very much proud of advancement of knowledge, but they are concerned with these four principles of life, namely eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. So according to Vedic literature, this way of life is no better than animal life. Human life is meant for advanced knowledge. And what is that advanced knowledge? To know oneself what I am. In every civilized country, in every civilized form of civilized society, there is some kind of religious truth. Either you accept Mohammedanism or Christianism, or Jainism, or Hinduism, or Buddhism, and what is the purpose of the scriptures and religious principles? To understand the consciousness, to understand the spirit soul, and how it is fallen into this material, conditional life, how they are transforming or transmigrating in different species of life. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and we are wandering in so many species of life, and this is the opportunity when we have got this human form of life to understand what I am. If we do not understand what I am, then I am missing the opportunity. If I simply waste my time in the propensities of animal life, the same thing, eating, sleeping, defending and mating. And if you do not inquire that I do not wish to die, why death is enforced upon me? I do not want to be diseased, why disease is enforced upon me? They do not inquire. They simply think, all right, I am diseased, let me go to the doctor and have some medicine. But from innermost part of his heart, he doesn't want to be diseased, doesn't want to be dead. Why? Because he is eternal. His real position is eternal life, blissful life, without any death, without any birth, without any disease. So, this is the opportunity. This human form of life is the opportunity to achieve that highest perfection of life. If you do not make progress with that vision of life, then we are simply spoiling our this opportunity of human civilized life. Especially, I mean the civilized form of life with developed consciousness, developed education. If you do not take care what I have, like, why I am meeting death? I do not wish to die. Why calamities are imposed upon me? Nobody wants to meet calamity. In your country, especially I see in every city, the fire brigade, ambulance car is always wandering in the street. That means, who wants that his house to be set in fire? Who wants that he should meet an accident? But these things are being enforced. But there is no question that why these things are enforced. I do not want this. Why these are? This is self-realization. As soon as you become inquisitive, that I do not want all these miserable conditions of life, why they are enforced? They are trying to solve this problem by so-called scientific research or so-called philosophical research. But actually, the solution is to reform or to purify your consciousness. If you purify your consciousness, as by impure consciousness you are transmigrating from now this time to very, very happy that you have got a very nice body, American body, and you are enjoying life. But do you know what is the next life? That you do not know. Either you do not believe in the next life, or you do not know. But you should know that life is continuity. This platform is a platform. Why there are so many species of life if it is not a platform? We are changing. So these questions are there. So this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is the movement for purifying consciousness. If you take to this movement, it is very simple. Just like our friend, Brahmananda, explained to you that it is simply 16 words. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply to chant the 16 words. We are simply requesting you to chant the 16 words. There is no loss on your part. But there is immense gain. Why don't you make an experiment? It is not very difficult. These American boys, they are also chanting similarly, although it is written in Sanskrit words, symbolically. But it is vibration, it is transcendental vibration. If you get to this vibration, then we become directly in touch with the Supreme Law. That makes us purified. Just like if you go to the fire, you become warm. Similarly, if you be directly in touch with the Supreme Spirit, then our purification begins. So if you get to this moment, if you start to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then this impure consciousness will be purified and will know what you are. Just as Brahmananda said, that it is the process of cleansing the mind. Cleansing the mind from all dirty things. And as soon as you are cleansed of all dirty things, then your material anxieties are immediately over. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasutati Matam Sati, Samas Sarveshu Bhutesu Madhavati Lavate Para. Brahma Bhuta means, as soon as you come to the platform of your spiritual understanding, then immediately you get free from all material anxieties. You are no more hankering after any profit, neither you are very sorry when there is a great loss. Then you can see everyone on the equal level, and then your relationship or your lost relationship is again established with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then your real life begins. So, Krishna consciousness means to begin our real life. And to get free from this temporary life changing from one body to another. So this is very important moment. Try to understand this moment. We have got magazines, back to Godhead, we have got fornication, we have got our branches and several places in your country. We have got here one branch in the 95 Grand Valley Avenue. So we invite you that you come. You have no expenditure. We simply request you, they come to try to understand this movement. It is very scientific movement. It is not bogus, bluffing. You try to understand with all your arguments, reason, logic, and whatever way you want to understand, we are prepared to answer you. So, this is for your benefit. It is not an institution to make some profit. It is just to render service to the whole humanity, so that they may understand the scientific knowledge of God and be benefited in this human form of life. That is our problem, and we present this Krishna consciousness movement before you. Now, it depends up to you to accept it or not. Thank you very much. If there is any question, you can ask. Advaita philosophy means non-different from God. Have you studied Advaita philosophy?
Yes.
The basic principle of Advaita philosophy is non-different from God. That is a fact. We are not different from God. Just like the president of your country, he is American. You are also American. So there is no difference so far American is concerned. You are not different. But at the same time, you are not the president. Because you are American, it does not mean that you are on the equal level with the president. It is not a fact. Similarly, we are qualitatively one with God. Qualitatively means that whatever you have got as spirit soul, the same thing is also in God. There is no difference in quality. Just like you take a drop of water from the vast Atlantic Sea and you chemically analyze the ingredients, the composition of the drop of water is equal to the vast mass of water in the atmosphere. Similarly, you are a spark of the Supreme Spirit Soul. You have got all the chemical qualities of composition as God has. But God is great, you are minus. He is infinite, you are infinite sinner. Qualitatively one, but quantitatively different. So, those who are simply accepting the feature of being qualitatively one, they are called Advaitavadi. They are mistaking that quantitatively they cannot be equal. If quantitatively the living entity is equal to God, then why he is fallen in this conditional life of material existence? That means being his constitutional position very infinite sinner, he is prone to be caught up by the influence of Maya. And if you say that you are also the Supreme, then how you are caught by the Maya? Then Maya becomes great, God is not great. These things have to be considered. So, our philosophy, the Vedanta philosophy, Acinta Bhedave, we support the philosophy of simultaneously being one and different from God. Simultaneously. We are qualitatively one with God, but quantitatively we are different. That is our thing. That is very complex. So, Advaitavad and Vaitavad, they are set. Vaitavad means different, and Advaitavad means non-different. So, we are both non-different in quality, different in quantity. That is perfect love. Is that clear to you? Well, water is being poured and water is being taken out. That is a fact. From the sea water, water is evaporated and the cloud again falls down in water. So, that does not mean water is fixed up. Water is not fixed, that is eternally going on. So he visarikuna, so he samavata. Water is taken out from the sea, and again it is poured out. So you cannot stop this process. You do not think that because Mansi has mixed with the sea water, then there is no chance of coming out again. You have to come out. But if you enter within the water and be one of the living entities in the water, then you have got to come back. So our philosophy is not to mix with the water, we go deep into the water and become one of the aquatics in the water. Therefore we have got to come back again. And if you remain water, then you have to come back. If you think that I am mixed with water, with us, that is your false identity. You have to come back. Therefore, the Bhagavad says that Jannir Vinna Khabhimuktamanina Sayyasta Bhavad Abhishuddha Buddhaya Arishyata Kshena Parang Padang Tatap Patanti Adha Anadhita Vismadangha. This is a very nice word. It is said that those persons are thinking that they have become liberated by Brahma realization. Their thoughts are not yet purified. Because after severe austerity, they may come to the brink of the water, but being given shelter by the water, he comes back again. If you don't want to come back again, then you have to enter deep into the water and remain as one of the living creatures. That is the philosophy of Vaishnava philosophy, that we want to enter into the spiritual kingdom and we want to live in our spiritual identity. Not superficially, simply in mixed with water, again evaporated and come back. So, this philosophy, the examples which are given, they generally give this example that any sane man can understand that by mixing with superficially with the water, there is no solution. There is chance of coming out again. Being evaporated. If you take that example, you have to accept this also. How you can say that you are not coming back? It is a fact. So if you don't want to come back again, you go deep into the water and live as one of the living entities and under the shelter of the water. No. They are no problem. They do not come back. The big animals are big aquatics. They peacefully live within the water, they never come into the river, because in the river there is no place to accommodate them. There are so big, gigantic aquatics. So, If you want to live perpetually in the water, then you have to keep your identity as one of the aquatics in the water, then you will be perfect. Otherwise you will be helpless. Is there a, your answer is satisfactory? Yes. Any other question? Your question is very intelligent. Unfortunately, people are not intelligent enough even to put questions and to answer this great man. And we are very much proud of our advanced education. I do not know what he is. Simply coming, accepting a body and living for some time and just dying like cats and dogs. That's all. The most abominable condition of human civilization at this present moment, that they do not take care about the real identity of his self. He is simply, mistakenly identifying himself with this body which he is not. That's part of the Jitkunati Siddhartha says, the Bhagavad says, one who identifies this body with his self and one who thinks that the bodily a relationship is as a protector or his kinsman, and the body produced in certain part of the land is accepted as worshipable. There are so many decisions. Such man is no better than an ass of cow. Saiva gopha, go means cow and para means ass. So these are the decisions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the challenge. But people are so much engrossed in ignorance that they don't care all life. Let us go on. And if I say that you are God, you can do whatever nonsense you like to do, then you will be very pleased. You will be very pleased. And people will be very much eager to hear me. But we cannot say such things, laughing things. Any other questions? Let us not do so. Or at least chant it as Hare Krishna for some time.
You can chant the mantra and I will see Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And simply sit.
Chant.
Thank you.
ਸਾਰੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਸਰਸਰਾ ਬਸਰੀ ਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਸਰਸਰੀ ਮੂਰਤਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੋਂ ਆ ਗਈ ਹੈ ਅਨੰਦ ਕੋਈ ਵੈਸ਼ਨਵ ਦੇ ਨਤੀਜਾ ਨਾਮ ਆਚਾਰ ਦੀ ਸਿਰ ਹਿਰਾ ਸਾਥ ਦੀ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਸੁਭਾਵ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਚੈਤਨ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸਾਨੰਦ ਦੇ ਅਦੈਤ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਹਰ ਸੁਭਾਵ ਸਾਡੀ ਗੋਲ ਹਸਨ ਮਿਲੀ ਹੈ ਲਾਲ ਹਾ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਗੋਲ ਉਤਨਾ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਤੋਂ ਲਾਲ ਹਾ ਸਮਝੀ ਹੈ ਦੰਗੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਧਾਮ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਸਮਝੀ ਧਾਮ ਕੀ ਹੈ ਰਾਮੀ ਦੇ ਭਕਤਨ ਦੀ ਹੈ ਆ ਗੋਰੀ ਸੁਜਾਤਮਲ ਦਿਵਾਦੀ ਆ ਗੋਰੀ ਸੁਜਾਤਮਲ ਦਿਵਾਦੀ ਆ ਗੋਰੀ ਸੁਜਾਤਮਲ ਦਿਵਾਦੀ ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਵੈਰੀ ਮਚ
Yes.